Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online. How are you this morning? It has been pouring down rain, windstorms here in Seattle, but the Seahawks are still going to play. I went out and bought my whole family Seahawk t-shirts yesterday. It was kind of fun. It was kind of exciting. I've never really been into football. But the energy around the city and everything in regards to, you know, what's going on with the Seahawks this year, man, who can't pay attention, right? Who can't get pulled into that energy? It's kind of like if we could be around that type of energy all the time. Just think of, you know, the difference that we can make. This morning I was reminded about, you know, people making a difference and what is needed to make a difference in other people's lives, and it was a great start to my day. So I want to start out with a piece that my dear friend G. Wright wrote, and it was during a time when tsunamis were hitting across the world, and he wrote, "Just pray."
People are hurting, people are searching, without a hope in sight. When you are our guiding light, you've taught us just how to pray. And Father, we need you this day. We fall on our knees and say a prayer. It changes things.
Just pray
for our name.
Just pray
for salvation.
Just pray
for deliverance.
Just pray,
oh, oh. Just pray for our sister.
Just pray
for our brother.
Just pray.
We need to pray. Just pray. It is in you, yeah. If we focus on you, there's nothing we can undo. We can make a change. It starts with me. It starts with you, yeah. We've got to
There's so many ways that we can make a difference in other people's lives. That's one of the reasons why I got involved with Creative Souls. If you really, really sat down with many of them, their story goes way beyond just the creativity and desire. A lot of them have had hurts and pains in their life, and this is the way that they kind of work through, you know, the challenges they have faced and what is going on for them right now. And so I encourage you. I do. I encourage you to find your way of making a difference. There was a post that went out, and I don't know if you have been following some young men who have traveled around the world to feed the homeless and do things, you know, give them a shirt, a hat, shoes, you know, and all. And I think it's a wonderful thing. I do. I think it's a wonderful thing that they are doing, because in a sense, even if it's for a moment, it brings a peace into that person's life that somebody cared in that moment. Brian O'Neill, I don't know if you know him, an amazing jazz artist out in Detroit, Michigan, started a foundation called Dew Foundation. And he has been very interested in finding ways to help the homeless. When he has traveled on tour, he has given up his hotel room. He has sat and ate. He has spent time with the homeless. He has now created this foundation that goes far beyond just feeding the homeless on the streets. They are trying to provide permanent living situations to get people off of the streets. Now, I've heard the argument that there are homeless that do not want to go into living situations. And I know of a person that used to hang outside of my coffee house who did not want to go into, you know, a permanent living situation. And she had her reasons for that. The one thing that I want you to keep in mind, all people do not come into this world ever thinking they were going to become homeless. They just don't. And what causes them to become homeless can be many, many different reasons, you know, from behaviors of their own, you know, their own fault that caused them to get there. It could be, you know, unemployment and no money. It could be drug abuse, alcohol abuse. It could be domestic violence. For those of you that don't know me and have not followed me for very long, there was a point when I work as a domestic violence advocate, a homeless advocate, and up to I resigned about a year ago. I resigned working with at-risk homeless youth. And if you could hear the stories, if you could really see the faces, spend time in their presence, hear their stories, feel what triggers them. And I'm going to just say this, you know, mental illness runs amongst the homeless. Whether they were mentally ill when they became homeless, I believe that homelessness creates mental illness and intensifies it too. So really, really think about that. I know I became very frustrated with a gospel artist online because she posted up something to the effect, "Can't homeless be more creative with their signs?" And her friends were chiming in and they were laughing. And I asked, you know, I posted on there, I said, you know, how far away are you from becoming homeless? How much money do you have saved in the bank to guarantee that you will not ever end up on the streets? You know, until you walk a day in their shoes, you know, it's not even something to laugh about. And the funny thing is, or the sad thing is that when I posted that response, the people from her church came at me. And, you know, I understand people making light of situations and joking about serious stuff. But even one of the women said she was homeless at one point. But she defended the act of the gospel artist. And I kind of found that disturbing. So, yeah, I went ahead and deleted. But that's not something to joke about, really. If you could hear their stories, if you've ever sat and just really, really spent time with a homeless person and know what's in their heart, many can express themselves very, very well. Others, you know, you kind of have to really listen and grasp what it is that they have actually gone through and what caused them to be to the, you know, to get to the point of being homeless. So anyway, it was a beautiful reminder this morning for me as I started this day, the importance of doing something to make a difference. If it's a small act, that's really okay, in my opinion. If you can do something more, that's even better. So I'm going to continue playing some music for you this morning. My daddy should be getting up here soon, so you'll know I have to get him his coffee and breakfast. But thank you so much for stopping by Flavor Coffee House today and sharing this time with me. I'm going to play a piece by Brian O'Neill, who I spoke about, who is the founder of the Dew Foundation. And this is one of his pieces that he has used over and over again to bring attention to homelessness. It's called Dreams in Color.
someone keeps on moving people coast to coast and playing with lives like a deck of cards. Daily dealing women, children of any age, and oh, it breaks my heart. The underground shopping cart is moving oh so fast. Traffic is piled up on this road. Somebody tell me, where does this road go? Not into the sunrise, but to the Preston Peaks. Not to the grocery store, or out into the country. This road leads to our hearts. All across the globe, the bitter trade winds blow, and we just feel the breeze. Feelings all controlled and filtered by the things we think we know. While over in another country, one of our brothers owns a dealership, 'cause he knows that selling these cars in the homeland won't fly. Somebody tell me, where does this road go? Not into the sunrise, or to the Preston Peaks. Not to the grocery store, or out into the country. This road leads to our belong to you. Should I go to my neighbors and tell them the story? How do I get them to feel?
How do I get them to feel?
Where did this come from, this strange disease? The virus that makes us feel it.
My daddy told me he loved me. He told me I was the best. He worked real hard for his family. Sometimes two jobs. My daddy told me he loved me. He gave me gift of song. I didn't need to find a man to be my daddy, 'cause I had one. My mommy told me she loved me. She told me I was the smartest girl. Taught me to have an opinion, to look beneath. taught me how to be a woman, a strong one, a wise one.
Black love, show love,
what I dream of.
Black love, what I need. Black love, self-love, what we need is love. Black love, come save me.
My grandma, she was foundation. She was the roof to our tree.
Just
Good morning. You're listening to Flava Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is your host, Lady Flava. This is my baby. Every Saturday, I open up the doors online to Flava Coffee House, where I embrace the diversity of creativity out there. There's an array of art forms and genres and styles and levels of talent, and this is where I love to talk about it. I share my thoughts from a personal opinion to, professional opinion, and I welcome artists to call into this particular show to promote themselves, tell us who you are and what you do. The thing is that, if you don't let people know, they're not going to know that you're a creative soul. And there's a variety of ways of getting yourself out there and really, really creating a following. And I definitely have recognized over the years, how far somebody really, really wants to go with being noticed. So this morning I opened up with my dear, dear friend G. Wright with Just Pray, going into Brian O'Neill, who I spoke about earlier at the beginning of the show with his piece Dreams in Color. Going to an artist out of the Pacific Northwest who's now down in California, Sheldon Butler with This Road. Then my girl up there in Vancouver, Canada, Miss Dahara September with You'll Find Your Way. And I just want to, let you know that you as creative souls have a lot of power. A lot of power in how we experience life. I talk about it all the time. I cannot imagine a day without art. Whether it is music or whether it is colors and things that we see visually on the wall or around our home to, TVs and graphics. I mean, can you really, really imagine a day without art? I can't. So art plays a very big role in how we experience life. And I started out today's show with some pieces that represent the power of music, and I hope you kind of got that. I hope you appreciated it and enjoyed it. My daddy has woken up. I got his coffee on, so I'm just getting ready to get him his breakfast. So I'm going to jump in and play some more music, and I'm going to kind of keep the theme, at least just for this next set. If I can't, we'll see. But I'm going to open up this next set with a dear friend down in Houston, Texas, DeLon, with his piece, Happy Home.
Without you, I have no hope. Without you, I have no soul. Without love, a man like me would die alone. Then I'd be home.
You carried me. You walked
What is a world without poetry? Without rhythm or rhyme being sung? Without hip-hop soul? Or our history being told through our scribes' prophetic use of their tongue? What is a world without music and poetry? No last poets, no Langston Hughes, no Nina Simone, or Fiend's microphone, or the rhythm for singing the blues. What is a world without poetry? Poetical prescriptions can heal, medical conditions that kill. 'Cause for some, poetry is therapeutic. Whether singing and dancing, or screaming and chanting, it's the words that bring life to our music. What is a world without poetry? Music without its heartbeat. Hip-hop without its drumbeat. Rakim without its melody. And our nation without an identity. Whenever the world looks down on our existence, the power of the pen is our remedy. Because intelligence heard through the pronouns and verbs of a poet's words can defeat any enemy. What is a world without poetry? violence in the face of injustice. Fear in the presence of evil, because no one has the heart to resist but just us. What is a world without poetry? Closed minds and blind eyes that can't see. Because a world without poetry is lifeless. And I pray that's a place I'll never be. I love you, poetry. Peace.
Again, you're listening to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is where I come and support a variety of underground independent artists. I really say of all art forms, even though, you know, the different art forms don't take advantage of this platform for them, but I hope one day that they will. In this last set, I played DeLon with Happy Home, going into another Pacific Northwest talent, Leroy Kim with Thank You for Loving Me, You Never Gave Up, going into my business partner, Mark Van Claggett with Santa Barbara, and then an amazing, amazing producer, songwriter, musician down in Arizona, Paris Toon, with his group Mother's Favorite Child, with his piece dedicated to his father, Pop's Barbershop. And then my dear, dear friend, Wisdom Supreme, out there in New York with his piece, What is a World Without Poetry? And closing out that set with Janiqua out of Australia with her piece, Making Love. I hope you've enjoyed the music that I played for you today, and I hope that it makes you feel good. As I was saying earlier in the show, you know, music is very powerful in how we feel in a day. I don't know how many of us do not experience music in a day, and I'm sure that there are a lot, but I know that many of us do turn on music, whether it's, you know, we're an artist ourselves and we're experiencing our own music, or those of our friends, to, you know, turning on the radio and listening to mainstream music and all of that. I can't imagine it not. And for me, it definitely affects my day. There are certain types of music that I play depending on what my mood is or what's going on around me. At nighttime, we turn on jazz for Kimora to go to sleep. And so, you know, I thought about that. I really, really thought about that, you know, as I saw Neil Soldier and Brian O'Neill and, you know, different people, you know, over periods of time, but especially this morning, talking about the homeless and what you can do to make a difference for the homeless. So, you know, really think about that. What can you do to make a difference in somebody else's life? It is much more than giving a handout to really, really make a difference. But it's still, even in that, if it's, you know, walking the streets and taking cookies and sandwiches out, my dear friend Jovan Roseborough, out there on the East Coast, you know, he is big on trying to create ways to help the homeless population, you know, and he understands their plight too, kind of similar to Brian O'Neill. But, you know, Javon's been very successful, you know, in feeding the homeless and getting them coats and things like that. So there's a variety of ways, you know, to make a difference, you know, but then sometimes we really need to think about what is that next step, what really, really can make long-term difference, not immediate difference. And so I really appreciate Brian O'Neill, you know, pointing that out today when he was tagged in a video that Neo Soldier had posted up, and I reposted it on my wall too with Brian's response. So please go check that out and really, really think about that. Today is Seahawks Saturday. My daddy has been waiting for this day for a few days. He's like, is it today? Is it today? So as I said earlier in the show, I went out and bought my whole family, to my grandchildren and my children, my dad, and myself, a Seahawks t-shirt to wear today representing. And I just want to give a shout out to Khalil that is down there. I think it's 129th South. I don't know. It's off of Martin Luther King. If you're coming off of the freeway, off of Martin Luther King's freeway going southbound, and, you know, where the 7-Eleven is, and I want to say there's a Shell gas station too. You know, there's a tavern there. There's a you know, a booth set up, a tent set up, selling t-shirts. Well, that's Khalil, and that's where we went and bought t-shirts. Great price, you know, and I just really believe in supporting small businesses. And so, you know, if you are out and about today and you want to get a nice quality t-shirt, you know, to wear today to support our team, the Seahawks, definitely go down there and check him out. My grandbaby's wearing hers right now, and she's saying, go Seahawks, huh? And T-Paw's wearing his too. So my family's getting ready. So enjoy this day as we, you know, root on our teams. Go Seahawks. I'm going to... I wish I had a video so you could see Kimora. She is just so cute. So cute. So anyway, I want to thank you, you know, for tuning in to Flavor Coffee House. This is the number one listened to show on FM radio, and it surprises me, and it makes me happy, you know, of course, because, you know, because this is my baby. You know, I owned a coffee house that I built, you know, here in Seattle, Washington. I had her open from 2003 to 2008, but, you know, that was, and, you know, that was during a time when, you know, small businesses were struggling, and I fell right into that, you know, the economy, people weren't buying coffee, you know, they wanted to come hang out and all of that, you know, but it was a really, really hard time, and I'll be honest with you, I had not ran a business on that type of level before where I had a physical building, and that was really challenging because I'm not very good at, you know, at that time, definitely in marketing and promoting. And so, you know, but I created a space, I believe, that, you know, people really, really came to love and feel comfortable, you know, in. And we had some great open mics on Fridays, you know, with the help of Herbal Oasis and Alvin Horn. We also had children open mics and youth open mics, which was really, really special to me to see our young people, you know, get on the little stage at Flavor Coffee House and, you know, share their creativity with those that came out to support that. And so I know that I did a lot of good things. I know I created something really, really good. And the wonderful thing about that is today, we kind of formed a family, you know, at Flavor Coffee House, and, you know, people still stay connected. We plan on doing a family reunion in February. Thanks to my friend Alvin for helping me, you know, out with that situation. I get so busy. I wanted to do it this summer, and I get so busy and caught up in other things that I kind of let that slip by, even though it was something I verbally could say. It was just that whole planning thing just kind of slipped past me. But we're going to do it in February. So if any of my Flavor Coffee House family is listening, you know, make sure that we've got your contact information, and definitely you'll be getting an invite to a special family reunion for Flavor Coffee House. But it established me in you know, being a supporter of the arts, and so many, many blessings, you know, came out of that experience, even though, you know, it was hard financially. And I had to make a business decision to not re-sign another lease. You know, to continue, you know, for her to open. So I decided to close her doors. Originally, I thought that I was going to reopen. But you know what? Trust and believe me, it is much easier doing an online business or doing things the way that I'm doing it now. I don't have the overhead that I had in running a physical building. And I really, really can focus on something that I really love to do, you know, right now. So, you know, despite the financial losses and being a small business owner, I don't regret it. I really don't, because it put me in a position to be who I am now. I wouldn't be on the radio now if it wasn't for Flavor Coffee House, or I wouldn't be working with artists. I wouldn't be involved in things on a national and global level when it comes to the arts. So, yeah. That's my baby, so I'm grateful to my friend April Sims out there in Washington, D.C., that when she encouraged me to do a show that's actually called Flavor Coffee House. So that's kind of like my little history, you know, about who I am and what I do and why I do it, you know. And even when I had my coffee house, I supported the homeless. You know, I had regular homeless people that were outside of the coffee house and walked by, and I would give them coffee, sometimes pastries and stuff. And I know that may in many ways not be a good business decision, but you know what? I had to do it. It was like, give them coffee, something to warm to drink, or a pastry. And I know that's just a momentary thing, but I think for me it was more than just the substance of a warm drink and something to put in their stomach. I wanted them to know that I care, and I wanted them to know that I saw them. Many of us walk by homeless people and act like we don't want to see them. We pretend that they don't exist, but they do exist, and they have a story, and there's a reason why they're in the position that they're in. So really, really think about that. How close are you to becoming homeless? How much money do you have in the bank? If you lost your income, however you get your income tomorrow, what would you do? That's a hard one, isn't it? It's a hard one for me to even think about right now. But I'm going to get back to playing some more music for you today. And I think I'm going to go with my girl, Neil Soldier. This is called Sister Girl.
Tell me what you're gonna do. I don't want to spend the day. Got time for him and live for you. was never told. She was told that she was thick, she was fat. Yo, shorty, you all that. Was even told how good she looked from the back. But she was never told. She was told how fine she was and men admire her for her shape. The closest thing to flattering was, yo, my new fries come with that shape. She was taught to be fondled and catcalled was good. A diamond in the rough is what she was called in the hood. She was called Miss It, Miss Thang, Miss Coca-Cola bottle frame. Honey, baby, sweetie, boo, everything but her parent to give her name. And for her, any attention was good attention and was assumed as affection. She was never taught to have standards for her process of selection. And she learned young that a man will often take what he wants. And she learned that the remarks were compliments in form of sexual taunts. She was taught, you only live once, girl, just go on and get laid. She was never told that she was fearfully and wonderfully made. They never told her that she could go beyond being just a hood beauty. That she could be called Madam President instead of Miss New Booty. So why no one ever told her to prepare herself for Mr. Right instead of Mr. Right Now. To keep herself holy and pure until her marital vow. But she was never told that her true worth didn't lie in her sexual skills. The men in her life were meant to compliment, not complete her, not some sex for the bills. She was worth so much more than trying to get some in the front seat of the Hummer. So much more than the love for the summer. Worth more than making to sing falsetto. But she was only taught to cling and never learned to let go. She became dependent upon worthless men. Never knew how she changed as she grabbed an independence and grabbed an I and an N. Her motto became, don't hate the player, hate the game. She was never taught self-worth, so she was limiting her shame. Cause you see, she was never told she has the power and the right to say no. A true beauty that never got to fully blossom and grow. And by the time I got to know her, she was bitter and jaded. Admirers had long gone because the cuteness had faded. Acting so old and bitter at such a young age. Men are all demons, she said with a venomous rage. And it hurt me to see her in such a state. Unhappy with her stretch marks, baby fat and weight. And she ran herself down using the same words her lusters use. Defeating the parts of her others hadn't abused. Me being who I am, I approached her and spoke. Do you know you're beautiful? Cause God said so. And so a glimmer of hope. She said no, cause no one ever told her.
A story. One-eyed turtle floating on a sandalwood log. An ancient Buddhist parable adapted and performed by Denise Valentine. Once there was a young boy who set out on a journey in search of his happiness. He searched far and wide. He searched the cities, the towns, and the countryside. He searched from the top of the earth to the bottom of the earth. He asked everyone he met along the way, "Excuse me, sir, can you tell me where to find my happiness?"
"Well, son, I don't rightly know what happiness is. So how can I tell you where to find it?"
A little further down the road,
"Miss? Oh, miss, can you tell me where to find my happiness?"
"Oh, child, I can't find my own happiness. So how can I tell you where to find yours?"
He was getting a little discouraged, but he continued on his journey. Time passed. The little boy became a young man. One day, he came upon an old, old man sitting under a bodhi tree. He thought, "That old man looks wise.
Surely he can tell me where to find my happiness. O wise one, I am searching for my happiness. I have looked everywhere. I've searched far and wide. I've searched the cities, the towns, and the countryside. I've searched from the top of the earth to the bottom of the earth. And I've asked everyone I met along the way, and still I cannot find it. The wise one said to the young man, "Go and find a one-eyed turtle floating on a sandalwood log and return to me. Then you shall know the secret to happiness." Oh, the young man was so excited. All he had to do was find a one-eyed turtle floating on a sandalwood log. 80,000 yojona, down on the bottom of the ocean floor, lives a one-eyed turtle. This turtle has neither limbs nor flippers. His belly is as hot as 8 hot hells, while the shell on his back is as cold as snow mountain. What this turtle yearns for day and night, the desire he utters morning and evening, is to cool his belly and to warm the shell on his back. But only the wood of the sandalwood tree has the power to cool his belly. So the little turtle longs with all his might to climb onto a sandalwood log and place his belly in the hollow in order to cool it, while exposing his shell to the sun in order to warm it. But by the laws of nature, the little turtle rises to the surface of the ocean only once every 1,000 years. And even when he does so, the ocean is vast, the turtle is small, and floating logs are few. If he should happen to find a floating log, it is seldom made of sandalwood. And even if he should happen to find a floating log, and it is made of sandalwood, it rarely has a hollow in it the size of his belly. If the hollow was too large, he will fall in, and there will be no one to pull him out. If the hollow is too small, he cannot place his belly in it. The waves will wash him away, and he will sink back down to the bottom of the ocean floor to wait another 1,000 years. Even if, against all odds, he should happen to find a floating log, and it is made of sandalwood, and it has a hollow in it the size of his belly, he has only one eye. His vision is distorted. If the log is floating eastward, he perceives it as floating westward. If the log is floating north, he sees it as floating south. The harder the little turtle tries to climb onto the log, the further away from it he goes. Thus he always moves away from the log and can never approach it. So the young man returned to the wise old man without the turtle floating on the sandalwood log. "Old man, you tricked me. I couldn't find a one-eyed turtle floating on a sandalwood log."
"Then, young man, you have found the secret to happiness. We cannot see our own eyebrows, which are so close, nor the heavens in the distance. Likewise, we do not see that happiness exists in our own hearts. Searching for your happiness outside your own life is as elusive as finding a one-eyed turtle floating on a sandalwood log."
Caught my eye. a Monday, this Sunday dream gone to dry.
I'm not drinking black coffee this morning. I can never drink black coffee. And actually, I'm trying to cut back on coffee, period. I'm going to try to move in the direction of drinking more herbal teas. And, I drink quite a bit of water anyhow, but just kind of go in a direction. I love coffee, though, and it's kind of like my routine with my daddy every morning is to have coffee, but I don't know. I think it's something I need to kind of step away from and not do it every single morning. But in this last set, I played Neo Soldier with Sister Girl, Terrell K. Powerful, powerful piece. She was never told going into my girl, Denise Valentine, who's an amazing storyteller with her story, One Eyed Turtle. I hope you listened to that and got the message. Then my girl, Kat Hume, with her piece, walk way too fast. Okay, it had a different title back in the days of Flavor Coffee House, but, you know, that one brings memories back to me, to the point I can almost tear up and cry. But, yeah, she's my Flavor Coffee House girlfriend, definitely, definitely my sister. And then Jose Juicy Gonzalez Trio with Black Coffee. I hope you're feeling good this day, even though we've got pouring down rains, we've got trees coming down in certain areas, and even power outages. But man, I hope it gets all kind of pulled together so the Seahawks can have a great, great day. But I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good. I got some rest. I've been having some strange sleep patterns going on. You know, I'm a night owl and early person anyhow because of the work that I do, but also because of, you know, taking care of my father. And so, but normally I can sleep, you know, say from 1 in the morning until 7, 8 o'clock. But lately I've been waking up like 3 in the morning, 3, 4, 5 in the morning, kind of crazy. I'll stay up about an hour, maybe even 2, and then I can actually go back to sleep. But the sad thing is, I think it was yesterday, I overslept. I slept through all my alarms and everything. I overslept, and my poor daddy was sitting at the kitchen table just waiting for me. And he must have been sitting there about an hour. That never happened. So I guess I'm grateful that it was right here at home. He really could have gotten himself something, you know, if he really wanted to. But he was very patiently waiting, reading his book, and I felt so horrible that I overslept. But that's something I need to work on. I think I got so much going on in my world that my brain has a really hard time shutting off. And so it's hard for me to fall into a restful sleep. You know, I still do my prayer and meditation time. I actually have meditation music and sounds that I listen to before I go to sleep. And sometimes even when I wake up in the morning when I do my prayer and meditation. And that actually, I think, helps me. But I think I just got a lot going on right now that my mind is very, very busy. Tomorrow, I really want you to tune in. Chico Nieves Stevens is going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me. I'm really excited about this because this man, I don't think he really does sleep. I realized that he does eat. Yesterday, he took a video of him trying to cook some breakfast or something and burning up the kitchen. So I think he needs to stick to getting food outside of him cooking. But he is always awake, and he's always working on projects. But he's part of my team at Spectrum Music Group. He's part of Couture Magazine, Couture Vanity Magazine. He works with a variety of people in the fashion industry. He even works with a law firm. I mean, he does so much. He manages artists. He does a lot. He does a lot. So I'm really excited about Chico coming on the leopard carpet with me. So tune in at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so you can meet my business partner and partner in crime. Tomorrow afternoon, I'm sure that I'm going to be learning some things about him, too, that I don't know, you know, as of yet. So I'm really, really excited. And you'll hear some of the tunes of the artist that he represents as a business manager. And then let's see, what else do I got going on? Tuesday nights, I got a new show. Guess what? I have been given the opportunity by Spectrum Music Group to do a show that is just featuring the artist from Spectra Music Group. So it's Spectra Spotlight with Flava. So that's going to be Tuesday night. Right now I have it set for 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I may change that to 8 p.m. We'll just see. Depends if they want me to talk or if they want me to just do a listening party. I guess I should find that out because, yeah, for some reason they'd like me to talk. But anyway, so that's Tuesday night. So definitely tune in for that. Federal Star, who was with Monarchy Records under Spectra, he's got a brand new track coming out. there's Andrea Desmond. There is Adina Howard and Tony Terry. and who else? Ron Walker, Matt Cusin. There's a variety of artists that are signed to the label. And the other wonderful thing is, an exciting thing for me, is those artists are going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me in the near future this year. So I'm really excited about that also. Shout out to Calvin Richardson. I'm working real hard to try to get some music from this man, but he did agree to step on the leopard carpet with me. So stay tuned for that. That's really exciting for me. And I'm going to see if there's a way I can get him up here to the Pacific Northwest. So stay tuned for that information also. I'm going to start some industry town hall meetings here in Seattle area. I think that it's important, to start having conversations with some of the people, especially ones that I'm connected to and beyond that, and how we can really, really build an industry in our city. There's some great talents that are coming out of Seattle, but Seattle's not necessarily really, really recognized globally on a level of producing great, great art. Even though it's happening, I think that we just need to really come together and create something that people will pay attention to outside of our state, across the nation, and even around the globe. And I want to be a part of, you know, those conversations. This summer I'm going to be hosting an amazing film and music industry conference here in Seattle that's being put on by All Access Media and International Film Music Association. So I'm really honored to be a part of that opportunity. I hope it goes off well. So far, everything has fallen into place. So I have an event on Facebook that you can click the maybe or the attend, just so that you can stay updated with the information on that. I also have a F. Marlix page on WordPress that you can stay updated with anything that has to do with that business. For those of you that don't know, I am a director of A&R for Spectrum Music Group, and so I screen through a lot of artists, not only nationally but internationally, mostly working with the urban artists, but any artist, you know, can submit to me. You can go to either Flava News or you can go to my F. Marlix WordPress and find out more information about how to submit to Spectrum Music Group. What else do I got going on? I'm going to be doing a talent search here in the Pacific Northwest also. And it's for a variety of reasons. I'm connected to a variety of industry people across the United States that are looking for quality artists to work with. And this is, you know, being able to do some screening. Let's see what kind of professional artist package you have, you know, and I have a team that's being put together of industry people up here in the Pacific Northwest that will screen through the artist packages, and then from there we will decide who we want to invite to perform in front of us and in front of a live audience. You know, in person, we've got different locations secured around the Seattle area. So it's not just going to be one area. It's not just one genre. All genres are welcome to apply. And let's see what kind of talents we've got out there, of talents that are ready to be pushed beyond, you know, what's going on in their world right now. So stay tuned for more information on that. So I'm busy. I am very, very busy. Besides, you know, doing all the radio shows and the other projects that I'm working on with Black Sax, Monica Monet, I am so excited. This is my very first video that I've ever sponsored through Flava News. And Monica Monet's video for Feelings is releasing tomorrow, which is her birthday. And I'm really, really excited about that. So if you're following us on Twitter, if you're following us on Facebook, join in on the event that Monica and I created on Facebook, because we're posting up pictures and videos and stuff that kind of give you an idea of the journey that Monica has been on as a musical talent and singer-songwriter and performer. And so that's been a lot of fun doing that with her and, you know, getting responses from people. So tomorrow is the day, the countdown. Tomorrow is the day. I almost feel like I'm a grandma. That's my daughter's about to give birth to my grandbaby. But I'm really, really proud of this project. I'm very, very proud of this project. So that what we're asking you to do, and why we're releasing it on Monica's birthday is, the gift that you can give to her for tomorrow, for her birthday, is to watch the video and to repost it. Share it with your people, especially if you love it. Especially if you love it. Support my girl by just reposting her video on her birthday and getting people to watch it with us. Yeah, so that's what the whole concept is of releasing it on her birthday. Raj Dulari has got a great project out called Journey of a Woman. So definitely you want to go check out Journey of a Woman by Raj Dulari. And just, you know, I'm all about supporting. I call them underground, independent, unknown. I mean, there's a variety of terms. Excuse me. But basically it's artists that are not in the mainstream spotlight, that the mainstream media is not like blasting all over the place. Yes, there are very famous independent artists out there, which I love the whole concept of indie, because when you're independent, you maintain more control over your music and your money. So I love that whole concept. When you go mainstream, you know, you basically are owned by somebody else, a big corporation. But when you say independent, you have much more control over, you know, your creativity and your money. So, but I think that this all comes from the fact of really understanding being a small business and the importance and need for others to play a role in your success. It's not about you as an individual. It's not. And many times it's like, you know, what does that person have as far as their marketing and promotions and quality and all of that? And that's something that I push a lot when I talk online and when I talk on my radio show. But we as the fans, when we say that we love and appreciate what somebody's creating, then we take on a responsibility to help them get out there and be heard and experienced. And so it's really up to us, you know. We play a very big role in the success of an artist. Too many times I've heard the conversation where people have come up to an artist and said, I thought you would have blown up by now. And I'm at this point of wanting to say, you know, what did you do to help that artist blow up? What role did you play? Did you pay to get into their events? Did you pay for their product? You know, what was your role in their success? And I think that we really, really need to be mindful of that. When there is a quality artist that is a part of our world, we need to support them in helping them spread the word. So this is what I do. You know, that's why I'm honored to be a part of Spectra, to be able to open up the doors for more opportunities for only a select group of artists. Not everybody's going to be offered a deal. And the bottom line is not everybody's going to even be accept the deal that's offered. I think that you really need to know what it is that you want, you know, and what's going to be most beneficial to you. So not everybody that has been, you know, selected by Spectra has accepted the offer, and some have, you know. And my role is just to create opportunities. It's a solid record label to be a part of, and I'm very, very proud to be a part of that record label. So many opportunities are coming my way, but the opportunities aren't just about me. It's about the artist, and for me to be able to provide more opportunities for the creative souls that I love and I'm so very, very passionate about. I've got about, 9 minutes left in the show, so I want to play a piece. This is off of Raj Dulari's first album, and it's called Honey Wine, and then that happens to be the title track to her piece. So let me play that for you before the show closes out. Again, Honey Wine by Raj Dulari.
You make me laugh, 'cause your eyes are like the night, they look right through me, la 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 la, when I am with you. I have a giggling teenage crush and I'm a sultry vamp, yeah, 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 sultry vamp. Whoa, whoa, talk to me some more. You don't have to go. You're the poetry. I could write a million songs about the brilliance of your smile. Easy, you make me free.
Come a little closer now.
Well, we come to the end of another Flavor Coffee House online radio style. Thank you so much for tuning in and spending this time with me. I want to thank all of you that come back and check out the archives and have made this particular show one of the most popular shows that I do on Flavor Marlux Radio. I played in that closing out little set with my girl, Raj Jalari, Honey Wine. Again, she's got a brand new CD out called Journey of a Woman. And then James Cola with Take Me Higher, one of my favorite jazz artists over there in the UK. This is how we do it every Saturday. You never know what might happen, who might pop in, what music or topic I might bring up. But this is what we do at the Coffee House every Saturday, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's all about spreading the love and showing support to some amazing, amazing artists. Take care. God bless. Have a great, great day. And go Seahawks. Oh, again. If you need a Seahawks t-shirt, you're in South Seattle, Skyway, Renton, Kent area, you need to check out my boy Khalil down there on Martin Luther King, I want to say 129th South, right across the street from 7-Eleven and Shell Station outside of a tavern. I can't think what the tavern's called, I'm sorry, but that's where I went and bought my whole family some t-shirts yesterday. And big ups to anybody who's a small business owner, especially who's out there in a tent. And I believe he's probably out there right now in the rain. I might have to drive past and say, hey. But anyway, take care and have a great, great Saturday.